O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia. The Christ has appeared to us. O come, let us worship him. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. The deep places of the earth are in his hand. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hand formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Christ has appeared to us. O come, let us worship him. You may be seated. Hymn 195 is the office hymn. For all your saints, O Lord, who strove in you to live, who followed you, obeyed, adored, our grateful hymn receive. For all your saints, O Lord, who strove in you to die, who counted you their great reward, accept our thankful cry. They all in life and death, with you their Lord in view, learn from your Holy Spirit's breath to suffer and to do. For this your name we bless, and humbly pray anew, that we like them in holiness may live and die in you. To God the Father, Son, and Spirit ever blessed, the one in three, the three in one, be endless praise addressed. Psalm 89, it's broken into three parts. We'll chant responsively by whole verse. The law of God is in his heart, and his going shall not slide. For the Lord makes his way acceptable unto himself. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish in the very heavens.
I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David.
Your seed I will establish forever, and build up your throne to all generations.
And the heavens will praise your wonders, O Lord. Your faithfulness also in the assembly of the saints.
For who in the heavens can be compared to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened to the Lord?
God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be held in reverence by all those around him.
O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord? Your faithfulness also surrounds you.
You rule the raging of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them.
You have broken Rahab in pieces as one who is slain. You have scattered your enemies with your mighty arm. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon rejoice in your name.
You have almighty
and God.
Strong is your hand and high is your right hand.
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before you.
Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance.
In your name they rejoice all day long, and in your righteousness they are exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, and our King to the Holy One of Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The law of God is in his heart, and his going shall not slide. For the Lord makes his way acceptable unto himself. Have declared your righteousness and your salvation. I have not kept back your loving mercy and your truth.
Have you spoken of vision to your holy one? And said, I have given help to one who is mighty.
I have found my servant David. With my holy oil I have anointed him. The enemy shall not outwit him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him.
I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague those who hate him.
But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him. And in my name his horn shall be exalted.
Also I will set his hand over the sea, and his right hand over the heavens.
He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my God and the rock of my salvation. My mercy I will keep for him forever, and my covenant shall stand firm with him.
His seed also I will make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven.
If his sons forsake my law, and do not walk in my judgments.
If they break my statutes, and do not keep my commandments,
then I will punish their transgression with the rod, and their iniquity with stripes.
Nevertheless, my loving kindness I will not utterly take from him, nor allow my faithfulness to fail.
My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips.
Once I have sworn by my
His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me.
It shall be established forever like the moon, even like the faithful witness in the sky.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. I have declared your righteousness and your salvation. I have not kept back your loving mercy and your truth. The priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth. For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. You have renounced the covenant of your servant. You have profaned his crown by casting it to the ground.
You have broken down all his pledges. You have brought his strongholds to ruin.
All who pass by the way plunder him. He is a reproach to his neighbors.
You have exalted the right and the face of the servants. You have made all his enemies rejoice.
You have also turned back the edge of his sword, and have not sustained him in the battle.
You have made his glory cease, and cast his throne down to the ground.
The days of his youth you have shortened, you have covered him with shame. Remember how short my time is. For what futility have you created all the children of men?
What can live and not see death? Can he deliver his life from the power of the grave?
Lord, where are your former loving kindnesses, which you swore to David in your truth?
Remember, Lord, the reproach of your servants. How I bear in my bosom the reproach of all the many peoples.
With which your enemies have reproached, O Lord, with which they have reproached the footsteps of your anointed. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. Amen and amen. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. The priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth. For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. Hymn number 9 in your hymnal. The Lord said, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord. All you works of the Lord, bless the Lord. Praise Him and magnify Him forever. You angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you powers of the Lord, bless the Lord. Praise Him and magnify Him forever. You sun and moon, bless the Lord. You stars of heaven, bless the Lord. You showers and dew, bless the Lord. Praise Him and magnify Him forever. You winds of God, bless the Lord. You fire and heat, bless the Lord. You winter and summer, bless the Lord. Praise Him and magnify Him forever. You dews and frost, bless the Lord. You frost and cold, bless the Lord. You ice and snow, bless the Lord. Praise Him and magnify Him forever. You nights and days, bless the Lord. You light and darkness, bless the Lord. You lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Praise Him and magnify Him forever. Let the earth bless the Lord. You mountains and hills, bless the Lord. All you green things that grow on the earth, bless the Lord. Praise Him and magnify Him forever. You wells and springs, bless the Lord. You rivers and seas, bless the Lord. You whales and all who move in the waters, bless the Lord. Praise Him and magnify Him forever. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts of the cattle, bless the Lord. All you children of mortals, bless the Lord. Praise Him and magnify Him forever. You peoples of God, bless the Lord. You priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. You servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Praise Him and magnify Him forever. You spirits and souls of the righteous, bless the Lord. You humble of heart, bless the Lord. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Praise Him and magnify Him forever. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. The Lord said, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord.
The Old Testament reading for St. Timothy, pastor and confessor, is from the 34th chapter of Ezekiel. For thus says the Lord God, indeed I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, in the valleys, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in good pasture, and their fold shall be on the high mountains of Israel. There they shall lie down in a good fold and feed in rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away, bind up the broken and strengthen what was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong and feed them in judgment. Here ends the reading. Second reading is from the 5th chapter of 1 Peter. The elders who are among you, I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed, shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Here ends the reading. And St. John, the 21st chapter. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Here ends the reading. The responsory is page 211. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Our sermon text is from Ezekiel 34, verse 12. As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. When the Lord says in verse 11, "Indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out," it is in contrast with verse 6, which is actually prior to today's text, in which it says, "My sheep wandered through all the mountains and on every high hill. Yes, my flock was scattered over the face of the whole earth, and no one was seeking or searching for them." What a contrast. No one was doing this, and the Lord says, "I will do it." It was considered to be a cloudy and dark day when those who were sent out as shepherds refused to search and seek for the sheep. The prophet Ezekiel was sent to tell these false shepherds, "Woe to these shepherds of Israel who feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock?" You see, it is out of great concern that our Lord God determined to do the job himself. He will search for those who have been scattered and bring them back. The implication is that God's people have been captured and taken away in bondage. Once they are brought back into the sheepfold, he will seek them. That is, he's going to inquire as to their needs. He will feed them. He will bind up the broken. He will strengthen the sick. He will make sure that the flock is well taken care of. And one more thing that he will do. Not only are there foreigners who have oppressed the sheep, taken them away, but in addition, there are fellow sheep who are soiling the food and muddying the water. Those who are strong are oppressing the weak. Not only are they taking the best food, but they are harming the food and drink for the others so that they do not receive. When the prophet Ezekiel speaks of these things, he is talking about how the Lord is working through the pastoral office. Ezekiel's records the declaration, "I myself, I will do it." Now by these words, the Lord is not speaking of some kind of Pentecostal type, immediate working of God, kind of apart from the means of grace. Our Lord is emphasizing that he will do it where he is present and active, working through the pastoral office. The contrast between those who would not do it, and now he says, "I will do it through the pastoral office," is to teach about a wrong use of the pastoral office. The shepherds of pastors, these shepherds or pastors, were using the office to feed themselves. That is, they were using this office to keep their jobs, to make a comfortable income for themselves. They were not preaching or teaching or providing absolution. They were not providing design services or catechizing the children. They were not removing the ignorance of the people by teaching the distinction between law and gospel. Instead, they were making use of the ignorance of the people in order that they could do what they wanted. It was a cloudy and a dark day. As a result of the negligence of the pastors, God says, "My flock was scattered over the face of the whole earth, and no one was seeking for them." This means that the Christian people no longer knew the truth of God's word. Rather than be gathered around the voice of Jesus Christ and the forgiveness of sins, God's people now scattered throughout the theological landscape, trusting in multiple ideas and in theories which could not save. And so, our Savior Jesus comes, the great shepherd of the flock. when Jesus tells Peter three times, feed my sheep, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. This is a continuing fulfillment of God's promises in Ezekiel. With the coming of Jesus Christ, God himself begins the work of saving his flock. He is sending out his apostles, and the Lord is going to continually save his flock through their work. Matthew 28 assures us that Jesus is truly present wherever the pastoral office is baptizing and teaching. And this promise of Jesus does not stop with the apostles. In today's epistle, Peter calls himself a fellow elder along with the elders of various churches, that is, pastors. The elders are the pastors. And St. Peter, having been taught by Jesus, understands it's not just the apostles that Jesus is working through. He is also working through, well, all who are in the pastoral office. That would be the pastors as well. He says, shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly. He tells them, don't do it this way. Do it this way. So when Ezekiel speaks about what God is doing through the pastoral office, this is to teach us that we too might have, God himself who is providing and taking care, that we need not doubt that Jesus is going to provide. How does he do it? Well, he is feeding. He is feeding where the word is being given out, where it is being taught, where there is catechesis, where there is a Bible class, where there is divine service or matins and vespers. And if God is feeding, shouldn't we be eating? And God is giving out good food. He is not allowing those to muddy the waters or to mess with his food. He is making a right distinction between law and gospel. And if God is doing that, should we not have our bellies filled with this food? And God is inquiring to our needs. He's making sure to heal that brokenness that we have through his absolution, which he is offering through the preaching and through individual absolution. And, well, shouldn't we have our bones mended and the forgiveness of sins that gives us comfort and peace? Yes, it was a cloud and dark day, but our Lord has come. And he has instituted in his church the right teaching, the right pastoring, that we as his sheep might be fed and taken care of. He will seek after his sheep, and he will inquire and provide for them. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. The canticle is the Te Deum. It's on page 214. We stand. We praise you, O God. We acknowledge you to be the Lord. All the earth now worships you. The Father everlasting. To you all angels cry aloud. The heavens and all the powers therein. To you, cherubim and seraphim, continually do cry, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth. Heaven and earth are full of the majesty of your glory. The glorious company of the apostles praise you. The goodly fellowship of the prophets praise you. The noble army of martyrs praise you.
The Holy Church throughout all the world does acknowledge you. The Father of an infinite majesty, your adorable, true, and only Son. Also the Holy Spirit, the Counselor. You are the King of glory, O Christ. You are the everlasting Son of the Father. When you took upon yourself to deliver man, you humbled yourself to be born of a virgin. When you had overcome the sharpness of death, you opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You sit at the right hand of God in the glory of the Father. We believe that you will come to be our judge. We therefore pray you to help your servants, whom you have redeemed with your precious blood. Make them to be numbered with your saints in glory everlasting. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Let us pray. O God, who in the glorious transfiguration of your only begotten Son confirmed the mysteries of the faith by the testimony of the fathers, and who in the voice that came from the bright cloud did in a wonderful manner foreshow the adoption of sons, mercifully make and keep us co-heirs with the King of his glory, and bring us to the enjoyment of the same through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. O Almighty God, by your Son, our Savior, you have always given to your church on earth faithful shepherds to guide and feed your flock. Therefore, we pray, make all pastors diligent to preach your holy word and minister your means of grace, and grant your people wisdom to follow in the way that leads to eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Shed your Holy Spirit upon your people, O Lord, and make ready our hearts this day to hear and keep your holy word, that in the communion of your congregation we may rightly sanctify your holy day, and through your word with all your saints come to eternal blessedness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, your mercies are new to us every morning, and you, though we in no wise deserve your goodness, abundantly provide for all our wants of body and soul. Give us, we humbly pray, your Holy Spirit, that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness towards us, give thanks for all your benefits, and cheerfully serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.